Tonight's special Big Brother live eviction recap is sponsored by our friends over at LaCroix Sparkling Water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. And it is the favorite beverage of tonight's podcast guest, Zeke Smith.
Yes, it is. I drink at least a minimum of 9 LaCroix a day.
Nine?
Well, you know, I made the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water because it's a healthy alternative for me and my lifestyle.
Yes.
I want LaCroix with zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium, which zero plus zero plus zero, as Brad Culpepper will tell you, equals innocent.
Yes, it's all natural, environmentally friendly, and flavored with fruit essences. 14 LaCroix flavors. Zeke, can you guess all of them?
All right, let me try. All right. I'm going to say key lime,
yes,
tangerine,
yes,
mango,
yes,
apricot,
yes,
and passion fruit, which those are the newest flavors.
Yes.
I'm just keeping you updated. They've also got peach pear, coconut, which I don't drink, lemon, lime, berry, cran raspberry.
That's actually very good.
Yes, orange.
Yes.
And grapefruit. And the impure, which,
yes,
which is just plain. It's unflavored.
It's plain. Also, they've got the six curate flavors. Pineapple, strawberry, appleberry, cherry lime, kiwi watermelon, blackberry cucumber. That one's fancy. And
it's
cantaloupe,
very good.
A pink grapefruit. LaCroix Karate has a bolder flavor. And that's because LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Sparkling Water is a gluten-free, vegan, and non-GMO. Shannon Elizabeth would love this stuff.
She would. She would. I think the animals enjoy it as well.
Yes. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are both available nationwide. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check them out at LaCroixWater.com.
You know what I want to do, Rob?
What's that?
I want to start a charity that gets LaCroix to elephants who are ridden by tourists.
You know what? Yes. All animals would enjoy the water as well. For a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast, and now he is the guy who hopes you're ready to get lost in sauce. I am Rob Cesternino. How's it going, everybody? We have got a great show for you tonight because we have an honest-to-goodness guest here in the studio, the first guest here in the renovated Rob Has a Podcast studio apartment. Please welcome great friend of the podcast, Zeke Smith.
Hey, everybody. I'm very excited to be here. And Rob, I have one question for you.
Yes, what's that?
Did you ever sleep with Donald Trump?
What?
All I know is you podcasted a lot about Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice.
I have a story to tell, and when the time is appropriate, I will share my story. But that night is not tonight, because we have a lot to get to. Joining us here to talk about everything going on the live feeds as well, in addition to a riveting 2 hours of Celebrity Big Brother tonight, here is Taryn Armstrong.
Yes, I heard you're writing a book about your time covering the Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes. I'm going to be writing a tell-all book about my time as a Celebrity Apprentice podcaster at some point. And I also, if there are some rumors that I may have had sex with someone I did the Celebrity Apprentice podcast with. But again, that's neither here nor there right now, because we have a lot to get to here tonight. First off, Zeke, very excited to have you here to talk about Big Brother. And maybe people might not know, you are a longtime Big Brother fan and even hosted Big Brother games at your apartment.
That is correct. I started playing fake Big Brother with Matt Pavlovich, who has come on this podcast to talk about the infamous Survivor Brooklyn, Survivor LA games.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the end with him, lost, but started hosting my own games, and I hosted two of my own fake Big Brothers in my apartment.
How have you done in fake Big Brother? Are you the best fake Big Brother player of all time, the way that Shannon Elizabeth is the best real Big Brother player of all time?
Oh, yeah. If by being the best player, it means winning two consecutive competitions and then getting yourself promptly voted out, I definitely fall into that category.
Yeah. Taryn, Shannon Elizabeth, my first round draft pick. Unfortunately, she is out. And, you know, I don't regret the pick. She had all the upside in the world. It did not work out. On the bright side, Taryn, I believe she tied the record for going as far as any other Shannon in the history of Big Brother. Third person out.
Third person out.
Yeah, you know, probably the best Big Brother Shannon.
But hey, that's something. Yeah. That's something. Yeah,
it's an accomplishment.
Yeah. All right. So we will talk about all that and much more. We'll take your questions as well. Hashtag RHAP. And Zeke, this was a night where, you know, it was like the writing was on the wall with Shannon, and it took a really long time to get there tonight.
Yeah, we just had 2 hours spinning our wheels now, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of a lackluster 2 hour episode. I think I don't know if I was a producer. I think you call an audible, you vote Shannon out in the first hour, and then you find a way to quickly do a double eviction.
Yeah, I think that the issue was he had this live eviction or live challenge for HOH, which is going on now. Of course, if you want to stop watching this and watch the live feeds, go right ahead. Be my guest. robinswebsite.com/live feeds for that. We'll let you know in our spoiler portion what the latest is. Taryn, you think there's any chance that they could have done that or they should have done that in hindsight?
I mean, they probably can't switch it up at the last second, but this should have been a double eviction. This should have been a planned double eviction. Like, there's no reason why we can't get it. It's a 2 hour episode. We have time for two evictions, especially when there's still 8 people left in the house and a week left in the game.
Yeah. And this was one where there really was not very much drama in terms of that the vote could have been flipped. And the show really, I thought when the house guest went through the black box and got stuck in the honey, I think the show did too, Zeke.
Yeah, we didn't even get like a pretend sort of argument for why Mark might go home. We just went straight to the vote. How much time did we? I mean, was the most entertaining thing Meta and his owl? Was the most dramatic reveal that Meta found out that his owl was a boy named Orwell, and he was very disappointed that he'd been cuddling with a boy owl.
Yeah. Taryn, I think I'm coming around. The Meta World Peace will be the winner of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes, he's got that edit, the winner's edit, right? This is how it works in Survivor. You talk to owls and then you win the game. I completely agree too, though. Like, I think the fact that we were supposed to see a Shannon blindside Monday night and then had to wait all the way until Friday and then sit through a 2 hour episode to finally get the conclusion of we're finally now putting her out of her misery. Like, it would have been so much better if they'd gotten it out of the way Monday night.
Yeah, we could have seen a scenario here tonight where Shannon could have been kicked out in the live eviction on Monday, and then Keisha and Meta could have really gone toe-to-toe of who's the person that gets to get voted out tonight.
Yeah.
Could have really dueled of like, no, vote me out. Vote me out tonight. It's my turn.
What? As they alluded to, they hid Orwell from Meta. He's been without his owl for days now.
Wait for the live feed spoilers for this type of update.
You're right. You know, this may be important later when he begs to be evicted during a blindside.
Yeah. Well, let's talk through Shannon Elizabeth and how it all went wrong. Zeke, did you feel like that she was somebody that you thought had a good shot to win this thing coming in? Or did you see how this was going to go from a mile away?
Yeah, well, I think she's the classic Big Brother over player. Mm-hmm. You get into the house after 5 days of sequester and all you want to do is like run around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah.
And, you know, winning two competitions back to back, mixing it up with like 6 different alliances, yeah, you're gonna get voted out pretty quickly. I don't know, the writing was on the wall from pretty early with her.
Yeah, and Taryn, I'll give you some credit because from the I think maybe from the first night that we talked about the show, you talked about how, boy, I really feel like that, you know, why did she tell Omarosa that she already knew Marissa coming into the house? And she was good at the game and she couldn't wait to show everybody how good she was at the game.
Yeah, you know, she came in and she was like, I'm the fan. I know everything. Look how good I am at competitions. I think the sad thing is that she really wasn't even trying to like beast out those competitions. She was just like, you know, I kind of have to win this first HOH and, I'll try to win this veto to make sure that things are going well, but I'm not trying to like completely dominate things. I don't think she realized the level of competition she was against when it came to those competitions. It was basically her and James are like vastly superior athletically to the rest of the house. And I mean, excluding Meta, I imagine, but he's not trying. So it really just comes off as like uber threatening. And I think she learned that far too late.
Zeke, did you feel like that Shannon leaves the house a sore loser?
I do, because Ross is playing a pretty, I think, impeccable game. I'm a huge Ross Matthews fan, by the way. I've been a Ross Matthews fan since I was 10 years old. And
wow.
The reason why I'm not funnier is because I was raised in a Leno household, so it is unfortunate. But I have had a lifelong love of Ross Matthews. Mm-hmm. I've met him a couple times. He's super nice. Yeah, I think Ross is playing a good game, right? Because Ross is a super fan who understands that you need to sit back and let people run ahead of you, especially in these, you know, early evictions. And you would like to think, I always felt that as the fan, it was my job on the jury to convince everyone not to be bitter. And I think, poo poo on you, Shannon, for being a bitter super fan. That's not how you're supposed to vote.
Taryn, do you think she'll come out and she'll come around and vote for the best player, or do you think she's going to carry this grudge?
I think that she will come around on Ari and Brandy. I'm not sure she will come around on Ross. Maybe Marissa, but the things that Ross has been taught, like saying to her, like even right before the eviction, he was like, "You'll see, I wasn't betraying you. I'm not the one that put you up. Go and watch the tapes." When she watches the tapes, she's going to see him complaining about her crying a lot and totally being in on the plan to backdoor her before. And just like, it's, I don't think he handled it particularly well.
But God, like the jury management situation for these people, where you have the, like, you could go out as a juror and watch the live feeds and watch everything these people said about you behind your back. This is an impossible situation to win, I think, if you're playing hard.
Yeah.
That's why someone like Meta or like Mark is in such a good position to win.
Yeah. I also thought that some of the goodbye messages were odd, especially Omarosa. And again, try to get inside her head, because she really was saying like, Shannon, if you're seeing this, I don't know what happened. I don't know what. It's like, what? Stop it. Stop it. Even Paul was like, oh, pissed. Bad jury management.
I'm so upset right now. I'm so sorry for you that this has happened. I promise. She's out there. She's going to watch the show where you just said, I can't wait for Shannon to go home. This is karma. Any nice thing I'm saying to her is just hedging my bets.
Yeah. We had tonight a moment where everybody got to see a message from the family members. Zeke, I actually thought this was one of the high points of the show tonight.
Yeah. Something, a little action actually happened. Well, I think we all learned why Meta wants to get out of the house so bad.
Yes.
And can you blame him?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
You could see all 20 places that he wanted to kiss.
Yes. I wasn't sure he was going to be okay after that.
I was convinced he was going to try and like break out or like run for the monitor, like try to escape through the monitor. I don't know.
Taryn, did your Twitter mentions blow up when Marissa's son was back on the screen?
No, I still don't understand that.
Wait, what is this?
Brent said that Zev, Marissa's son, is a Taryn lookalike.
Ah.
I don't see it. And I think Brent might be the only one that sees it. Let me know if you see it too, I guess.
I think they were the ones who didn't shoot their video right. They didn't turn the phone to the side. It's hard to see.
Zeke, were you excited to see Andy Cohen on for Brandi Glanville's loved one?
No, I hate Andy Cohen.
Oh no. Why?
I'm team Kathy all the way. Kathy Griffin. Well, I will always be loyal to her. F Andy Cohen and the gay horse he rode in on.
Yeah, we had Andy Cohen there, and then we had really the scene stealer of the last shot for Ari. We got to see her dad. Tara, what's the situation with Ari's dad? Do we have an update on that?
I believe he is sick. I don't know how serious it is, but obviously, you know, serious enough. It was obviously very impacting to see that. And that was a good and sad moment.
Yeah, I did think that that was something that, you know, as opposed to last week when we did the updates of pop culture, Zeke, I feel like that that was a better use of our time with to check in with the house guests.
Yeah, but it's also tough for Ari, because I remember when I had my loved ones visit in Millennials versus Gen X, and my dad and I sort of had this epic moment for us and our family. When you have something which pulls you out of the game and which sort of gets you thinking about life beyond the game, I always found that it affected me. So it'll be interesting to see if Ari can shake it off.
Yeah, especially going into a live competition. She's HOH. She doesn't have to play in this one. I was handicapping this ahead of time, and I don't have the live feeds open in front of me. And I don't know if Taryn does, if you want to recuse yourself from this conversation. But this really feels like an HOH that with Shannon out of the house, that's James's to lose, Zeke.
Yeah, it's hard to see anybody else winning this but him. I was saying that maybe Brandy, because she's very light, might have a good shot at this. But you said she doesn't have much muscle mass.
Yeah, I feel like that she has very, very skinny arms, very skinny legs. She's thin, but not muscular. And I feel like that James is just so cut out for this. Like Shannon and James, I think if you had them in this battle, I think they'd both be up there for, you know, till like 2 o'clock tomorrow. But it really feels like that this is James's HOH to win. And I think that this is going to be a potentially interesting couple of days if that's ultimately how it plays out, but we'll check in on how everybody is holding up as we get to later on in the show. Some fireworks with the Omarosa putting some poison in Shannon's ear and then in James's ear. Not too much came of it from the Shannon side of things, but after Omarosa has that conversation with James, he goes back and tells Marissa, who then tells Brandy, who calls out Omarosa, and they bring James back into it. How do you think Omarosa came off, Zeke, in the battle or in the confrontation with James?
Well, I think Omarosa came off as Omarosa, mm-hmm. right? Everybody knows what the deal is with Omarosa, that she's going around and stirring all of the S. And I think one of the most interesting things, I think we can speculate as to why this happened, is that Omarosa didn't get put up against Shannon, because Shannon's sort of thrown in the towel, right? Her spirit is defeated. That's something you want in your opponents when you're mm-hmm. you're in there, right? I don't know how much we can get into this, but the reason why Omarosa did not get nominated and ultimately evicted is sort of beyond me. Well, it's not beyond me, but I don't know that she was able to weather this storm and didn't get voted out this week. Left us with a very boring episode, but we'll keep getting our White House updates going forward, I suppose.
Yeah. Taryn, in terms of Omarosa versus James, is this a battle that Omarosa can't win? Where I feel like that when it's Omarosa's word against Shannon's, it's like, okay, well, I don't know if I can trust Shannon. I don't know if I can trust Omarosa. But even Brandy Glanville knew, like, James, I don't like him, but he's a terrible liar. And I believe him over Omarosa.
Yeah. We talked about this on one of the morning updates, where it's just like, it's impossible to believe Omarosa in this circumstance. There's no reason for James to lie. Even if he did make up the lie, what purpose would it have? And it's James versus Omarosa. So there was never any chance she was going to get away with this.
Yeah. And it seems like that she's gone out of her way in some of these instances to do something that we talked about a lot in Big Brother 19, Taryn, of the proactive lie in terms of going out there and like making up information about certain people just to have it out there. But I do feel like that this is a house where that type of strategy is not super effective.
Yeah, you know, because this house is sharing information all over the place. They don't have time to get comfortable, and they don't have a dictator running the game, getting them scared about like, oh, if I reveal this information, then I'm going to get caught. I'm going to be evicted. It's more a sense of like, you know, I don't know who's telling the truth. We haven't had enough time to like fully, you know, make these bonds and form these trusts. So I need to share this information and get information back and see what's happening. So, yeah, there's been very little, things that have remained secret in this house. And, Brandy and Ari, Marissa and Ross, they share everything that, people come to them individually to try to share.
Now, this was Ari's HOH run here. Zeke, how would you feel like that Ari handled this week of being the HOH and then ultimately getting Shannon out of the house?
I mean, I don't think Ari could have had a better HOH, yeah. Right? You get someone who unanimously the house wants out. It feels sort of like it was her alliance's HOH, so I don't even know that she gets that much flack on her. I think Ari's in a great position, and I did not have high hopes for her when the cast was announced, but she's really shown me something. I'm a little impressed with her.
Yeah. Taryn, any qualms with Ari's run as HOH?
Not really. She's basically done everything that she needed to. I really feel like, you know, barring maybe Meta, I think she's the front runner in this game right now. Nobody's mad at her, except for Shannon a little bit, but I mean, you took Shannon out of the game, so of course she's going to be mad at you a little bit. Nobody is threatened by her. I said this morning in the update that Ross was talking about, like, I'm so proud of you, Ari. You're doing so well in this game, which is like a backhanded compliment. Like, it's very condescending to be like, oh, I'm proud of you. Like, you're doing so well, because he didn't expect her to do well, and he still doesn't expect her to do super well. He still sees her as somebody that's not a big threat, but I think they might all be really surprised if they go to the end with her thinking she's an easy beat, and then you know, people watching the show go, no, she's been playing this whole time.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Taryn. How many hours a day do you spend watching the live feeds?
It depends. It's more about the research. I do the research in the morning. I go back. I look at the important parts.
All right.
He's a consummate professional.
I was just curious. I was just, you know, I know how dedicated he is to his craft, and I was curious how much time he actually spent just watching the live feeds.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a morning ritual. I wake up. I do the research. I do the show.
Yeah. We had our live vote. I expected it to be a unanimous vote. Everybody going for Shannon, like we saw on Monday night with Keisha going out. But we ended up seeing Brandy cast a vote against Mark. Taryn, can you give us any insight as to why Brandy might have done that?
Nominate Mark?
No, vote to evict Mark.
Vote to evict Mark. She had talked about feeling bad for Shannon, and she mentioned a few times potentially flipping the vote to keep Shannon because she felt really bad for her. So it may have been sympathy. It may also have been a ploy to get Shannon to vote for her in the jury.
Interesting. Do you think she's thinking that far ahead?
It's hard to say. You know, we'll probably get more of her motivation later on, but I think she genuinely felt bad. I think she probably felt like she would make a gesture, and if that gets reciprocated later on, then that would be great.
Because Zeke thought, maybe could it be a hinky vote? Is that a possibility, Taryn?
It's certainly a possibility. I'm not sure who she would blame it on. Maybe Omarosa, but I don't think she needed to. I don't think she needs to blame anything on Omarosa.
See, I think you could blame Meta World Peace, and I think you could convince him he voted out. voted to evict Mark.
Yep. Yeah. No. I like the hinky vote happening because it's gonna throw a little chaos into the mix. I like that. I like to think of it as a hinky vote for my own narrative I'm writing for the season of Big Brother.
One of the things that was mentioned in this new HOH competition that started, the first three people that are out of the competition are going to have to be on Slop. Now, Zeke, I was under the impression that I did not think we were going to have the celebrities on Slop this season, but here we are. How do you think that they're going to handle it?
Well, I think it's a punishment for this episode being 2 hours of snore.
Punishment for the celebrities.
Yeah. Well, look, I think there's some people who would be total champs about it. Mm-hmm. And then there are other people who are going to be such bitches about it. And that's going to be so much fun to watch. I think the only problem you're going to potentially run into is we already have people trying to quit so much. Is this going to force the next round of I can't do this anymore, I want to quit? I don't know. I feel like This Big Brother is like half Big Brother, half Big Quitter at this point.
Mm-hmm. You know, Taryn, is it possible that the holdup on the Slop was you had Shannon in the house, who's a vegan, and Keisha, who may have had certain dietary restrictions because of the breastfeeding, where now we've taken those people out of the mix, and that's why we can bring Slop into the equation?
They said from the get-go that they were not going to introduce slop as a regular thing, but it would probably come up as an individual thing. And this just, this is a normal way for how they would determine, who goes on slop. So it was probably planned for this particular competition.
Do you think it will be like a short run, like 24 hours on slop or something like that? Because they won't have people do a week on slop.
It'll be 3 days. It'll be until Monday maximum.
Okay. All right.
When is the finale?
The finale is going to be a week from Sunday. So we are 9 days away.
Yeah. We're almost there. Jeez.
Yeah. It's coming quick. Okay. Again, I want to get your questions. Hashtag RHAP here with Zeke and Taryn, as we are still reeling after the greatest Big Brother player of all time, Shannon Elizabeth, is gone too soon. Fallen G.Odyssey.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got Dr. Will, you've got Dan Giesling, and then you've got Shannon Elizabeth.
That's the order. That's one way to put them in that order.
I mean, I think they're interchangeable, right? I shouldn't have put it in the last.
That was all wrong. Cross.
It's, yeah.
Dan, Will, Shannon. Dan. that's much better.
Taryn, in your next LFC player ranking pod, where will Shannon Elizabeth ultimately land?
Are we going to talk about her? I think that's the real question.
How dare you?
I love you. She's great. Big fan of the show. But she was there for, like, what, 17 days?
Yeah.
You know,
Omarosa even said,
I think you're the most brilliant player to ever play Big Brother.
The most brilliant player to ever play Big Brother, Shannon Elizabeth. Is Shannon Elizabeth a legend, Zeke?
Oh, no question. I mean,
is she a legend?
Legend. Well, we're all waiting for the next Big Brother All-Star season, right? And I think you got to put Shannon Elizabeth on that ass back immediately list.
Yeah. Okay. Bring her back instantly. No doubt about it. One of the other things that came up in this episode, which I think probably will also garner some headlines, was that we had a moment where Omarosa was asked a question she was not expecting.
Did you ever sleep with him?
With who?
Well.
Did you ever sleep with Trump? I don't think anybody's ever asked Omarosa that before, and she categorically denied it. But Brandi Glanville did have a salacious revelation of her own that she claimed that she had heard at the time she did the Celebrity Apprentice, which I did not think that Big Brother would even mention anybody doing Celebrity Apprentice. Obviously, Mark McGrath has done it. Keisha had done it. Brandi Glanville had done it. And she said that Brandi Glanville had heard that the host of Celebrity Apprentice had actually had sex with one of the contestants, Zeke.
Right. And I think, we all had questions about why this person won their season of Celebrity Apprentice. But now I feel like we can confirm Joan Rivers and Donald Trump were fucking the entire time. Right?
We don't know. But that would explain so much with the Annie Duke saga. It would really
poker player.
I mean, that's an unsolved mystery of take a good look at that Celebrity Apprentice cast list. And again, maybe Brandi Glanville, is just hearing rumors, fake news. Who knows? But it's definitely an interesting rabbit hole to go down.
Fake news.
Yeah. To go down. Well, we don't know. Also, Omarosa tried to say that she's like telling Sean Spicer like how to pronounce stuff. And I have come around to that. I think that Omarosa talks out of her butt a lot, Zeke.
Well, I think it was so interesting that she's unequivocally trashed everyone and everything about the Trump White House. But the one thing she wasn't willing to take a hard line on was the investigation.
Yeah.
The one that she was like, no, I don't think he did anything wrong.
And all right.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's very much that person that's like, like she name drops the White House and everyone in it, like in her, like, oh yeah, I tell him how to pronounce things. He's the worst at this. I had to come in and step in and tell him how to do these things. Like she's very much like the hero of her, of every story she tells.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's why the government has shut down so many times.
Right.
Omarosa's not there to run it.
Really, they have no idea what anybody's doing, that every single key person was like, Omarosa, what do I do today? What do I do? I don't know. How do I do my job? Omarosa, she's like, please.
I didn't know that she worked in the Clinton White House. That was,
yes,
news
she
to
did.
Me.
She actually did. That she, I'm sure she, I don't know what role she had there, but she did work in the White House under Bill Clinton. And she, on her first season of The Apprentice, like, I think that was her lower third of like, you know, White House,
White House aide or whatever.
White House aide. So she has, she's seen it all, Omarosa, and even has stories to tell in the, it'll be such a great episode of The Taryn Show, I think.
Yeah, to have Omarosa on and tell
that'll
me
be one of your best White ones, House. I think, Taryn.
Yeah, you know, that'll be the first thing I do when she gets out of the house.
All right. All right, Scott, do we have any questions about tonight's episode of Big Brother? And then we'll get into getting an update from everything going on with the live feeds. Zeke, anything else that you noticed from tonight? Also, first Big Brother episode during the Year of the Dog.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, that's why we had Julie Chen in pink tonight, I suppose.
There you go.
That challenge went on for way too long. And what a horror it would be to do that, to wander through the darkness. I mean, I've done the blindfold challenge on Survivor a couple of times, but at least you have someone giving you some sense of where to go.
No, I did a blindfold challenge on Survivor 10 and it was not fun. And I was not in a dark room with like a bunch of stuff that's like a Double Dare challenge.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, I also think the night vision's not very interesting to watch. That we spent half an hour watching this damn challenge and I wanted to gouge out my eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, like at least in the Big Brother challenge, like the most that will happen to you is you lose your pants and not like get smashed in the head with something.
Yeah. Taryn, do you like the black box challenge? Do people like it?
This one was a bit tame, I think. Normally, it's a little more interesting, but this one, they were just like, they went through the same very basic, like, obstacle course of just crawling and going through sticky things and then searching for a rope. It was pretty tame.
I also, I said this to Rob when we were watching. Can we not have a better way to explain the challenge aside from Ross standing there looking at a card and reading it? Can't Julie record some voiceover?
We're going to then have to go through the dark room and then go through. Tara, what about like some genius style animations before the challenge? Like, yeah, and then how about that?
Or show don't tell. Just have them go through it and have us try and figure out what the competition is.
Right, because I still didn't understand what the challenge was even after he read it. I was like, how does he end this?
at least then there's something for us to do. We're like, what are they doing? What is their goal here?
Yes, we might actually engage with the show at this point.
Yeah, I just ignore the description every time and then just try to figure it out as we go. It's much more interesting.
Okay. Let's take some of your questions here. And John Densford, Den Dollar, wants to know, who does Zeke think is a better player? Meta World Peace or Bretta Law and Order? So we had your buddy Brett LaBelle on the podcast the other night.
Very nice.
That he nicknamed himself Bretta Law and Order.
Brett, a Law and Order. I got to go with my boy, Brett. I always got to pick Brett.
Yeah.
I think he would shoot me if I didn't pick him.
This
so
was
it's
his
for
first season of watching Big Brother.
Yes, we've texted a little during it. He doesn't like all the political talk. Brett doesn't like it when things get political.
I mean, is anybody really getting that political? Is there this much political talk on a show every season? I'm like, well, no, usually there's nobody from the White House that's in the cast.
Yeah. There's no one with fresh hot gossip about our president.
Yeah. Getting lost in the sauce. Okay. Mike Bloom wants to know.
Mike Bloom.
What lavish meals did Zeke prepare for his house guests when he was hosting Big Brother games? This might be a very under the radar shout out to Mike Bloom's Top Chef podcast.
Yes. So I love to cook. I remember, there is a food story. So the first time I did it, Andrea Belkey played. And one of the challenges I had was a pie eating contest. And I made three like full graham cracker crust pies filled with an entire box of Jell-O pudding and then put whipped cream on top. They were huge pies. I'm not thinking people aren't going to be able to legitimately consume that amount of pie in the 3 minutes I gave them to do it. And Andrea went whole hog. I believe she did win the challenge, ate the whole fucking pie, and then barfed it all up in my bathroom.
Yeah.
Andrea came very close to winning that game. I think she came in third or fourth.
Yeah. I mean, she did have that in her first season. Like she had that moment, like where she had like that big chocolate cake also with like that with Boston Rob. Remember that? I feel like that was like a visual that's burned in my brain.
Yes.
Of Andrea with like that giant chocolate cake in her face. So she's not afraid to go all out to win.
No, as someone who's played both real Survivor and fake Survivor with Andrea, no one is more competitive like in the entire world than she is. Like you cannot get her off a task when she has set her mind to it.
Yeah. Taryn, have you considered walking back some of your pro rhino horn poaching comments after the words that Shannon Elizabeth shared tonight on the episode?
No, I'm still firmly pro rhino poaching for their horns.
Okay. Taryn, I think you've lost your way, Taryn.
Well, luckily, maybe if Shannon comes on the Taryn Show and has a conversation with me about rhino poaching, then I'll change my mind.
Well, okay. So Taryn, I want to know, what do you use your powdered rhino horn for?
In conjunction with poppers.
Yeah. Here's what I want to know. Shannon Elizabeth says, hey, if you ever go to another country, don't ride an elephant. That's not what they're for. But I'm sitting here watching CBS reality TV, podcasting like a good podcaster should, and I'm watching The Amazing Race, and they're saying, okay, on this leg of the race, then you'll go and find the elephant and then ride it to the next. Which is it, CBS? Am I riding an elephant or not?
It's apparently not. Apparently, Shannon should be a consultant for The Amazing Race.
Yeah. Why? Which is it?
I think also Rob needs to work on his rage issues.
Look, I just that I get so upset when the CBS is so hypocritical, talking out of both sides of its mouth. Amazing Race says ride an elephant. Big Brother says don't ride an elephant. What am I supposed to do?
Do you have vacations planned where you have scheduled elephant riding?
Brian Heidick and is riding around on an elephant with Clay, and everybody's like, oh, this is great. Shannon Elizabeth says, don't do it. Well, what am I supposed to do?
I have a question. Was an elephant one of the ways in which Boston Rob went around the world in 50 ways?
Hey, Shannon Elizabeth, you don't know what you're talking about. Trust me, the show's not called Around the World in 79 Ways. I remember when I ate that chocolate cake with Andrea. It was so good.
Listen, when Brian Heidick and Clay do something, I certainly think that's something that's morally right. Oh, I based my decision.
When Zeke, the next time that you play Big Brother in your house,
okay,
and Shannon Elizabeth is there, will you have some sort of American pie tie-in with the pie that you make for the Big Brother contestants?
Oh, yes. I mean, so the first season I did it, we did eat the pie. And the second season I did it, we did have sex with the pie.
Robbie wants to know, is Meta's strategy in the house the intentional Matt Singh of Big Brother? I don't think he's trying to throw the game. I just think that he's sort of like above the game.
I think Meta, as his name would suggest, is above every. Like Meta's operating on a plane that none of us are. And we just have the privilege of being introduced to his way of being, right?
Yeah.
No. He's intentionally Matt singing.
Yes.
Yeah. I think just has like the perfect case at the final two. Like, I didn't want to be here. I wanted to leave. You guys made me here. You kept me away from my wife. You know, my name is Inigo Montoya, Meta World Peace. You kept me away from my wife. Prepare to die. So
he's getting Orwell's vote, that's for sure.
Yes. Adam wants to know, did CBS Big Brother fix the Asian James BB17 Hewling wall competition hack by putting the house guests in a chair and not letting them squat down? Taryn, do you, it did not cross my mind. Do you think that this was a thought of the Big Brother producers that James Hewling cracked the wall challenge?
No, I feel like if they had any interest in fixing the James Hewling crack in the competition, they would have done it for the second time James Hewling was on the competition.
They didn't think of it until then.
I mean, it's not that difficult to think about.
Yes. Will this keep Helen from being pushed off the wall challenge, putting everybody in the chair?
You can be pushed in a chair.
Okay.
Haven't you seen Inception?
Okay. Dominic wants to know, is it a smart game move in a season with an unsequestered jury to just always throw the evictee a vote to stay? You know they're gonna watch to see who voted to keep them. Zeke, what do you think about this?
Oh God. Well, I think then you're playing with fire too, because if everyone is doing that, then the vote's never gonna go the way that it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. I think also, if you're right, because you're always trying to reestablish trust. And the only way you do that is with the vote. You got to vote the way you say you're going to vote.
Yeah.
I really don't understand how you would go about jury management playing this game. It's just a complete crapshoot.
The problem is that half the people want you to vote them out. So like Keisha is going to say, hey, you didn't vote for me to be evicted. Now I'm not giving you my jury vote. You didn't. You held your vote out on me. I had to be voted out of the indignity of being voted out 6-1.
Yeah, the backfire, the pity vote backfire.
Yeah. Okay. BB Jamie wants to know, did you like that episode, that the episode was 2 hours so we could focus on that amazing beetle call? We loved it.
Great. Greatest. Not only did we lose the greatest Big Brother player of all time, we also got to witness the best Big Brother episode of all time.
Yeah. They really just tried, you know, it was too much. They couldn't fit it all in there.
I know. I know. And we only got like, what, 20 minutes of Brandy doing the comp?
Yeah, I'm very glad that they showed every single second of each person's run. I think that was a very smart decision.
Yeah, well, that's fair, right? That's the sort of the fairness and the justice we're looking for. Yeah,
I believe they showed all 22 minutes of Brandy's run of the competition.
With an unsequestered jury, they need to be fair in how they show these things.
They gotta show the whole thing. Okay, Nichelle TV, why are they wearing such nice clothes in the veto competition? Yeah, everybody did get dressed up.
They were eating at a fancy restaurant.
Yeah. What a waste of time that was for all the women that did their makeup like to the nines, Taryn, that to be in the night vision camera.
Well, when the light comes on, they need to be ready.
Yeah.
For that, like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going. Adam says, should they dictate what style of clothes the players wear on the block? It was a total spoiler with James wearing athletic gear while Shannon was wearing her finest walk out the front door clothes. Taryn, is this an issue where Big Brother needs like, should the other person on the block wear like, their, you know, athletic clothes underneath their nice clothes?
Here's the thing. I feel like if you are plugged in enough in Big Brother to know, okay, this is athletic gear, this is like nice clothing, and that means this thing and this thing, and you know, this veto person coming in, that means they're not going to be going home, then you probably already watch the feeds or keep up with the updates. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Well, I also think the show gave us no reason to think that Mark was going home, right? We didn't get any story or argument for him, so if they're not trying, why should the people dress differently?
Okay. Mike Zahn wants to know, which of these three were Shannon's biggest downfall? Winning the first HOH, spelling a 16-letter word in the veto, or flipping the house week one to keep James? Okay, so, Taryn, had she done the first two of those things, but did not flip the house in week one, where ultimately James went out instead of Chuck, would Shannon still be in the house?
I mean, it's possible, but I think that she was in trouble anyway. You know, Keisha and Omarosa were talking about Shannon as a big threat that maybe they needed to start looking at pretty soon. Maybe she makes it a couple more eliminations. Who knows? Anything could happen. But I think she was in trouble regardless after winning that veto competition. Not only did she win it so dominantly, but it was the culmination of that plus the HOH win. I don't think there was any coming back from that.
Yeah. Do you feel like that had she not gone along with the house flip that she might have been okay?
I don't know. I think it's possible. But I think when you first impressions are really hard to change in these games, and people had just already decided that Shannon was someone who was a threat. And so it just the person that everybody wants to vote out who's not them, that's just where it got to. She put herself in that position. And there's no way anyone wanted to give her a chance to walk that back. I also don't think she has the social finesse to be able to walk that back.
Yeah. You know, if they did another season of Celebrity Big Brother and we were in the position of picking somebody, Zeke, would you pick somebody who was a super fan if in another season of Celebrity Big Brother?
Who am I? Am I a producer?
No, you're a person who is in a Big Brother draft.
Oh, okay. No. I don't think I would because yeah. I think that the people who are super fans, they want to go and I mean, I can say this of myself. You want to go and play. You've dreamed of this. You want to go start putting all your dreams into action. But you have all these people who don't know what the hell is going on, but who are socially savvy enough to know that to be led by their egos and want to become the center of attention. And they know enough to not let you be the center of attention all the time. I think the people who are not fans figure out the game while they're in there. And it's better for you. Because I've always felt that the strategy with Big Brother was sit on your ass until the very end, right? Yeah. Like it's the person who does nothing who always wins.
Yeah,
I will disagree. I still would pick a fan over somebody that's not a fan. Just like we see the Shannon kind of super fan flame out, but there are still three big fans of the show left in the game, and I think they're all in pretty decent spots.
Who's the third? Omarosa.
Omarosa, yeah. And there's, for every Shannon that flames out, there's two Meta and Keisha who like want to quit the game because they have no interest in even being there.
Yeah, but one of those people is probably going to win.
It's possible. But that wouldn't happen on an actual long season of Big Brother. But even so, I think the upside of having knowledge of the game is much greater than the downside of potentially overplaying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see. I would do the draft totally different. I'm down to just James Maslow in the draft, Zeke.
I remain the draft champion. So
yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I took Shannon with the second pick overall.
Wait, how do you draft with 11 contestants?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. And I'll explain it all after the show. I don't want to bore people, but it was a very complicated but fair system that I came up with. And then, Scott, we have any more questions or we want to get into talking about what's going on in the spoilers? Zeke, do you have a winner pick?
My winner pick is I'm going to go with who I want to win. I want Ross Matthews to win. So. Mm-hmm. Lifetime Ross Matthews fan, really like Ross, going for Ross all the way.
What does Ross need to do in your mind?
Well, Ross needs to calm the F down because now Ross is going to be the next Shannon. Yeah. I think there's no question that he sort of is playing the dominant one amongst his alliance of four. That they have this alliance of four and that it's the power alliance is no secret to anybody. I think if Ross could just chill out of the next 9 days, if Ross could chill out for like five or six of them, then he's in a good shot to get to the end. I don't know that people do not seem to be wanting to vote for Ross to win.
Yeah.
That seems to be his biggest problem.
Did you feel like that Ross got really hosed on Monday night by not being able to get Shannon out on his HOH, or did you feel like he dodged a bullet?
No, I think he dodged a bullet because his HOH was sort of neutralized by Keisha quitting, mm-hmm. right? Whereas if he got Shannon out, that is a big move, and people who make big moves get big voted out.
Taryn, what's your thought on this now, a couple days after Monday night?
Yeah, I still think he dodged a bullet there. I think, despite the fact that he has, I think, handled Shannon poorly, he is back in a pretty good spot. She did try to paint a target on him as she went out the door. I think that, people like Omarosa will still probably come for him. But, when is Omarosa going to win a competition? Probably not anytime soon. And in the meantime, he is still aligned with most of the house, and they're not. Most of the house is not targeting him. So I think as Zeke said, like, his biggest challenge now is, if he gets to the end, who does he take there that he can beat?
Yeah, because I think that these women that Ross are close with, they're the ones who are going to be the most, like, Brandy's going to be really mad at Ross when he votes her out. I think Ross's best bet is to get the guys on the jury, because the guys are going to vote for him over if he takes, like, someone like Brandy or Marissa to the end.
All right, a couple more questions. Wesley wants to know, do we think a shortened regular season would be guaranteed better than the regular longer format, or is it more dependent on the house guests on that season? Zeke, would you be willing to say any Big Brother season that's shorter is better than a Big Brother season that's longer?
Yeah, no, Big Brother seasons need to be shorter. This is because this is actually tolerable, because you can't watch 5 hours of television a week. There's not enough happens. The votes don't change. Yeah. They're always in these, like, big, amorphous alliances. Who fucking cares about a have not competition? Sorry, I need to wash my mouth a little more.
Taryn, where does Shannon get off saying, like, oh my God, it's so boring. There's so much downtime in there. Like, hey, come on. You are in this season on like 9x speed. You're like Taryn listening to podcasts.
Yeah. It's like, it's weird to me, because I feel like, especially for someone like Shannon, who is a fan of the show, surely she should be making some kind of disclaimer. Like, I know, I realize that most people are in the house for like 10 times as long as us.
Doesn't she watch the live feeds?
Right. But it feels like, I can only imagine how other people must feel, since I was only in the house for this long. But instead, there are comments like, oh, this was like the worst, and like, oh, Shannon is the best player ever. And it's like, you guys realize this is like a fun sized version.
Well, to be fair, Zeke, as the best Big Brother player of all time, it's a little bit like Neo in the Matrix, where like, even like a bullet is coming, but everything is just like slowed down for him. So he's able to just like, everything is like taking even longer and longer and longer, because he's so in touch with everything.
Yeah, I think that's right, because the world slows down for her so she can process. I have a question. Did she at all try to fight to stay? Did she have an argument about why someone else should be evicted or at all? Or did she just sort of mope around in her hat from the 90s?
I believe she wanted to stay and play Otev.
Okay.
She wanted to see the Zingbot.
Great, but did she have arguments besides?
It's not fair.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, it was very much like a switch was being flipped, where like she was down, crying, upset. I hate Big Brother now. And then like she'd flip it on and do like an hour long pitch to Brandy and Ari. Like, this is why you need to keep me. This is why you should go after Ross and Marissa. Like, this is blah, blah, blah. And then, then the veto happens. So, okay, well, I'm dead again. And then like right before the vote, like today, she was making another case. Like, guys, you have to keep me. You have to vote to get Mark out. Mark is super close to James. He's ride or die. You got to do this. So like she makes like a last minute pitch. It's like never gonna work. But she did put an effort in.
Okay. All right. SS, any chance they bring back someone like Shannon back for an All-Stars? Well, we've already said that I think she's an automatic bring back for All-Stars.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think at the start of the next season, there's going to be some kind of twisty challenge where they're like, there's a temptation, $20,000 if you press this button, and then Shannon walks in the door and everyone's like, it's Shannon.
Responsibilities.
I think the biggest question is, will Shannon replace Dr. Will as the jury manager?
Oh, you think that she'll host the round table?
Right, right. Well, I mean, she's the greatest Big Brother player of all time.
Yeah, will she do it for this season? Will she be able to do it for her own season?
I think we probably can't do it for her own season, but, this summer.
Taryn, what did they do last season? Did they have Will on the, like, the jury speaks?
Yeah, yeah, they did. He made fun of them as always.
And then he was in the and he was in the backyard also.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Doing the interviews.
Yes. Okay. Matt Radle wants to know, my question is for Zeke, where do you get your hair product? It's impressively poofy.
Thank you, Matt. I really appreciate that. I do, actually my hair just sort of naturally stands up like this.
Yeah.
But I do use, actually I use the same pomade I saw in your bathroom that you use.
Oh,
called Playwright.
Do you go to Floyd's 99 barbershop?
I don't, but I have in the past.
Oh, that's where I got it from. Yeah.
No, also I do this thing where I put keratin oil in it.
Whoa.
And then I take a blow dryer and I comb my hair forward and then I blow my hair up, sort of like doing opposing things. It tends to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. With that in mind, let's talk about what's going on the spoilers. If you are going to be bouncing out now, I'll be back on Sunday night and we will get into everything from the next episode of Big Brother Celebrity. We'll talk about the new HOH and have a lot of fun. But in the meantime, we are going to be talking about what's going on with our update from this HOH competition with Taryn.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
You want to do
warning.
It?
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Yes. This is good. This is, I feel like that if I pass out flying the plane, at least there's somebody else here to take over.
Yeah.
All right. Taryn. Hold on. Me and Zeke can act like we're participating in this HOH challenge as you give us the update. Oh, I don't eat slop.
Zeke is playing the part of James, who is still on the wall. Rob is playing the part of Brandy, who is still on the wall. And we need an Omarosa as well, because Omarosa is still up there. The three of them are still in the competition.
Yes. Omarosa, James, and Marissa. Okay.
Those three are left?
Who is it? Brandy?
Brandy, James, and Omarosa.
Brandy, James, and Omarosa.
Okay. So I thought you said Marissa, James, and Omarosa. Damn, Marissa.
Yeah. Okay.
She lasted pretty long.
Who's looking good, Taryn? I'm not talking about James taking a shower.
Heyo.
they all look pretty good. I obviously haven't been able to listen to what they're saying, although I've heard hasn't been much talking. But they all look pretty decent. Pretty solid. Yeah.
Okay. How quickly did others fall off?
They stood up there for a little while. I believe Meta was the first to come down, and then Ross. And then Mark, but it was like, it was pretty spaced out. They did an admirable job.
Yeah. Taryn, in terms of the,
So Meta's going to be on slop and then Ross is going to be on slop and
Mark, I believe, is the third one.
Mark. All right. Okay. Let's see how Meta does on slop. This could be interesting.
In terms of the way that the alliances are shaping up, how different would the outcomes be depending on the person that wins this challenge?
You know, it could be pretty different. Yeah, granted, I don't know how truthful Omarosa was with Shannon, and we haven't had any DRs from Omarosa as to who she would target. But the last we heard Omarosa say was to Shannon that she would probably target the pairs. Ross, Marissa, Brandy, Ari. Shannon suggested putting up one from each pair to turn them against each other. So that's certainly in Omarosa's wheelhouse. Certainly possible if Omarosa ends up winning this. Brandy, I imagine, would go after Omarosa with the potential to backdoor James if they saw that as an option. And then James would probably also go after Omarosa with the potential to stab Brandy and Ari in the back. That's definitely possible, especially with this twisty veto that's in the works.
Okay. Taryn, is there any truth to what Zeke had told me before the show that Omarosa's seat has a seat belt? Is that true from what you're hearing?
I don't think so.
Okay. No, I didn't think so.
Oh, well, no. I mean, I have an alternate theory that her leggings are sewn into the seat and she can't fall out of them.
Instead of Helen was pushed, Omarosa was held.
Yes. Omarosa was held. I don't know. I don't think Omarosa is going anywhere. I don't think Omarosa is going to get nominated. Not at all. I bet we're going to see these pairs get broken up.
Okay. It'll be very exciting to see. What would James do if he was the HOH, Darren?
Well, like I said, I think he, the plan is for him to go after Omarosa. What the foursome
with Meta also,
right. So it, what they want him to do is nominate this final five alliance. They want him to nominate Omarosa and Meta with the intention to take out Omarosa. And then when he can't compete the next week, they will take James out. That said, James isn't super happy with this, this setup. He wants to go with the guys, and he wants to bring Mark along, and he's proposed to Ross that, you know, maybe we should go another way. And Ross has been like, okay, yeah, let's maybe do that after we deal with Omarosa. So I could see it happening where James does go after Omarosa with the push of everyone else. But then if Omarosa gets a veto, or if there's some kind of weird veto twist that allows Omarosa to get removed from the block, I could easily see James going, you know what? Let me take a shot at Brandy or Ari.
All right. I think Scott's got a couple more questions for us. Do you think that any of these celebrities have what it takes to play a regular season of Big Brother? Zeke, based on what we've seen, which one of these 11 people that were in this game you think might actually be able to adjust to a regular season of Big Brother?
Oh, gosh. Well, I haven't been watching the live feeds, but I think Ari. I think Ari is a pretty tough cookie. I think she could she could ride that wave.
Yeah. Karen, yeah. You feel like that she would be good there?
Yeah, she seems to be one of the most steadfast people. She never complains about anything. She's happy to play the game. She's like she's trying. She's in it. And she's, you know, she's not like she doesn't have any kids or anything, so it's not like she's, you know, desperate for like family contact in the same way that you know, like Keisha or even Brandy sometimes are. So yeah, I could see it.
Taryn, what about the vote that we saw on the bottom of the screen the other night in terms of like, hey, get your votes in for some competition that's going to happen, but ultimately we haven't seen any mention of what they're doing with that.
That's this new veto twist, or at least that's what I was reading. Apparently, there are three options that we will be voting on.
Ooh.
for the veto that will be played on Monday. So basically, it's one of these twists. Whichever one we vote for is going to be the kind of veto that is up for grabs. So the first option is the diamond power veto, where the veto winner not only gets to remove somebody from the block, but they choose the replacement. The second one is, I believe it's called the VIP veto, where you have the option to remove one or both of the nominees from the block. And then the final one is the spotlight veto, I believe. And you are forced to use the veto on one of the players.
Spotlight veto, that's the one where the newspaper is investigating the people that are on the block?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. All right. Another couple of questions here. Desi wants to know, what does Omarosa need to do in order to get to the end of the game? Zeke?
Omarosa needs to keep telling stories from the White House, and that's going to get her to the end of the game. Yeah. As long as Omarosa keeps giving BB a headline every single episode, it's fine.
No, you know what? I really am 100% now convinced that, I hate to say it, but I think Omarosa is
fake news.
And I think that she's just like, comes up, like, give her a name. And she's like, oh, did I tell you about Anthony Scaramucci? That guy, I would go behind him in the lunchroom. And she's just like, it's like,
yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
Like, they're like not even good stories anymore. It's like all like mundane stuff.
Though there is, though, we did learn this one, that there is one person who's one woman who's sleeping with everybody in the White House.
Somebody, but we don't know who it is.
We have no idea.
There's one person.
It's, Yeah, it's like she's in middle school and she's like going to another school, and she's this one kid, you know, he gets his homework messed up all the time, and he always smells bad.
Did you hear about Miss Lippy? She drives a green car.
You know what's so interesting is that this is half Celebrity Big Brother, but it's half celebrity image rehabilitation. And there are some people, that's all I always am judging, like who is winning in celebrity image rehabilitation. I think someone like Mark McGrath, who I loved Sugar Ray as a kid, but
sure.
I'm like, hey, Mark McGrath, he's a good guy. Ari, I'm like, all right, yeah. And then Omarosa, she is clearly playing that game the hardest. And I think the question is she overplaying? Is she overplaying celebrity image rehabilitation?
Rex yes. Tillerson, I saw him one time. He double dipped a chip. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I would not touch that guacamole after Rex Tillerson comes in the room. No, sir. Nuh-uh, not going to do it.
Omarosa, I think you are the best Big Brother image rehabilitation player ever, but you overplayed your hand. You overplayed it.
Has Trump tweeted about Celebrity Big Brother yet?
No, not yet. I kind of thought that Omarosa's video was going to be from Trump saying like, Omarosa, great job. Huge ratings. So kudos. Now, Ryan wants to know, can James pull a that Kevin Martin and win out from here? Or is his lack of game knowledge and challenges going to hamper him going forward? Taryn, can you see it? Can Maslow be the Kevin Martin of Celebrity Big Brother?
No, I don't think any American can be a Kevin Martin. I think the competitions are just too varied and too random.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mary Conway, do you or Zeke think that meta strategy of being fun and wanting to be voted off would work on Survivor? Zeke, I was talking about this the other night. Do you think that they would ever do a celebrity Survivor, similar format, say like 15, 16 days, tribal council every day? Could you ever see that happening?
Yeah, they've tried to do it a couple of times, but they can't get, I think Jeff's friends always tell him that mm-hmm. they want to play. People like Jimmy Fallon and Neil Patrick Harris. And so they'll try to like set it up, but no one can ever commit to it. I don't think Survivor would ever do like D-list celebrity Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Because also Survivor's so much harder than Big Brother, and people would quit. And I think there would be very hard to talk them back into it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah, on paper, it seems good, but I just feel like that in the execution, I feel like that Big Brother, I feel like the Celebrity Big Brother, it is not that much of a fall off, and it's been fun, but I feel like that it wouldn't work out with the Survivor.
If they can hardly get 11 people to stay in the Celebrity Big Brother house for 3 weeks, so there's no way they're going to get 16 to 20 people who are willing to be on an island for 39 days.
Do you think it will be easier or harder to cast the next season of Celebrity Big Brother?
I think it's going to be easier because I think you have big, I think because Omarosa did it and she's getting so much press. Like, I think, yeah. I think there are definitely people who are going to sign up for the next season.
Yeah. Plus, on top of that, Taryn, you could get the celebrities to watch like the 12 episodes of Celebrity Big Brother a lot easier than you could to get them to watch the 38 episodes of a regular season.
Yeah, it's true. And the ratings have been pretty good, too. So, you know, I think, you know, the people will look at it and be like, yeah, hey, look, they did well for themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Then Kieran wants to know, Zeke, how do you think that David Wright or Tony would do on Big Brother?
Well, those are two of like my favorite people in the entire world. So I think Dave would kill it in Celebrity in Big Brother.
Shannon, what are you doing? You're playing so slow. You came in the game. You were lollygagging around. You need to go around and work harder.
Yeah. No, you can't contain Tony on Survivor. You couldn't put Tony in a house. He would literally tear down all of the walls of the Big Brother house. He would be like punching his way through the glass out to go talk to the On yeah, no, it'd be crazy.
There would be a whole thing where everyone would be like, "Where did Tony go? Did Tony quit? Where did he go?" And then at some point, they'd find him hanging from the ceiling, like listening into everyone.
Yeah,
like, that's his new spy shack. It's just like
he'd be hiding in the black box.
Yeah.
I went to a party with Tony Vlachos, and that guy came out of the bathroom and he did not wash his hands. I couldn't believe it.
I told him to.
I said, Tony, you got to wash your hands. He said, looked at me. He said, no.
Well, what's the use in washing hands when we're not going to be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stacks wants to know, will Ari forgive Brandy for her mercy vote or attack her if Brandy doesn't get HOH? I see cracks coming because Ari is a vengeful predator and I like it. Taryn, do you see this being the fault line between Ari and Brandy?
Well, as I said, I haven't been able to listen to what's been going on here. So I have some secondhand reports that apparently Ari is very upset about the fact Meta.
Breaking news are happening now.
Meta has apparently told Ari that Brandy asked him to take the blame for her hinky vote. I assume in order to allow her to do this. Give Shannon a sympathy vote, potentially get some, you know, some good vibes for the jury, and then have Meta take the blame for it. And Ari was not happy with that at all. She has apparently been complaining about it this whole time.
Wow. So that pair might be fracturing before they get broken up, which might not be the worst thing in the world for Ari and Brandy, yeah. Like both.
Okay. Very true.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. And then Dusty wants to know, how long does the James, Brandy, Ari, Ross, Marissa Final Five last? Well, Ari, Brandy, that could be over. Could be over right now.
I think one of those five goes home.
Yeah. And it sounds like that's not even a real Final Five.
Yeah. No, not really. It will not last more than one eviction cycle for sure.
Okay. All right. However this plays out tonight, Taryn Armstrong will be live on Saturday morning. Is it presumptive to say that Liana Boris will be with you tomorrow?
I believe she will be. Okay. But she did tell me that she had some weird scheduling things. So,
Liana Boris has some weird scheduling things going on. I don't know about that one with her weird scheduling things.
She's a busy woman. She pokes things with sticks.
Yeah. All right. So 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. Zeke already told me he's waking up early to be there and watch it live, Taryn.
Well, thank you, Zeke.
Anything for you, Taryn.
Yeah.
He may not be in the chat, but he's going to be watching it live.
I'll know in my heart.
I'm always in your heart, Taryn.
Yes. And then on Monday night, we got another celebrity Big Brother recap coming up. Actually, Sunday night, we'll be back. And then Monday night as well for the next eviction coming up on Celebrity Big Brother. So be on the lookout for that. Plus all of the great work that Josh Wigler is doing on First One Out, edited by Taryn Armstrong. We've got another edition of First One Out dropping this weekend, Taryn.
Yes.
First One, I know some things about the way in which First One Out is going. It's very exciting, and people should definitely be listening if they aren't already.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. I was listening to some of the files in the folder, and I was like, did I eat something weird? I feel like I'm tripping right now. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
How you felt.
It's how I felt. Yeah.
I once did a podcast with Josh Wigler. He is somebody who I wouldn't leave him alone on an island. I don't know about you. I wouldn't want to be out there on a ghost island with him.
I would, yeah. But my love for him is well documented.
I mean, he may or may not be terrible at making fire, you know? Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe not someone's fault, but he's bad at it. Maybe they tried their best.
You gave him advice.
He came over to my apartment and I taught him how to use a flint.
Yeah. Okay. Better you than me. All right.
By the way, there has been further news in the HOH competition.
Okay. What do you got?
Brandy has fallen.
Okay.
It's now down to James or Omarosa.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we may see some echoes of that first competition where James tried to make the deal with Shannon. Omarosa said, "You can't make a deal right now. You're in no position to make a deal."
They are looking at each other.
You don't have
right
a seatbelt
like,
on.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting move for Omarosa to try to win this competition. Right?
Yeah. I mean, she may need it. So if she's going to win one, I guess this is the right one. But it's definitely not a good look for her if she comes in second.
How fun would that be, though, to have Omarosa be an HOH?
Oh,
and
I would
have
love
people
it.
Come up to the room like, you should have talked to me yesterday before I came into power.
Look, I love you. I'm a big supporter. But
I'm rooting for you to win. I am. I don't care about this game. I don't care about it. I only care about you as a person.
I may be putting you up right now, but I'm really...
It's because I want to set you free. If you love something, I'm doing what's best for you. I don't care about winning.
Oh, man. I'm rooting for her.
Yeah. It'll be very exciting. We'll
see. Certainly don't want Omarosa to leave the house, ever.
Could she come back? Could she come back for Big Brother 20?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that's be very exciting, and we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out by Sunday night. Will be our next Big Brother podcast. Zeke, thank you so much. This was so nice to have you here in the studio.
Thanks for having me. I drove like an hour and a half in peak traffic.
You'll
to get
home
here.
Much quicker.
So yeah, but no, it's always so good to see you and to see the place where it all began.
Yes. Okay.
The HOH competition just ended.
All right. Yes.
James has fallen. Omarosa is the new HOH.
Guys, this is the Big Brother gods. They're paying us back for suffering through these terrible 2 hours tonight.
Hashtag Omarosa was held.
Yeah, everybody doubted that Omarosa could do it, and now here she is. Now
I'm just glad someone found a cure for asthma in the past 4 days.
Yes,
she was able to compete in an athletic competition.
Well, Tara, can we talk a little bit about the wisdom of this for her from that she had such a good thing going for her of that? Oh, she has asthma. She's such a klutz. She can't win any competitions. That she's not a threat. She's weak. Now here she is, HOH, and in the endurance competition.
Yeah, she's not going to be able to play up the weak card anymore. But again, she really was a big target heading into this week. This could have been the week that she goes home. So, I guess at this point she had to take some kind of stand. She had to win something probably in order to stay in the game. Yes. Much more
take a hard seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, when you are the main target for most of the people in the house, I can't really fault you too much for winning the HOH.
Okay. So Omarosa's reign of terror begins now and will last until Monday night. So I can't wait to hear how it's going to be. You want to just one last time, Tara, nomination predictions. You said she's going to break up the pairs. Which pairs are going to be broken up?
Well, so what Shannon suggested, I believe, was Ari and Ross, I think. So I don't know. I mean, she's certainly not going to just do what Shannon tells her to do. But she, she may go through with something along those lines. Apparently, she made a deal with James. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe someone in the chat can let me know what that deal was. I don't necessarily... she's been talking about James a lot as this huge threat. She thinks he can win the game. So I could see her going after him, but I could also see her going after those pairs after that conversation with Shannon. So really, I think anyone but Meta World Peace could go home at this point.
Okay. She put the O in HOH, Zeke, and it should be an exciting weekend on the Big Brother live feeds.
Yep. No, I think, it's a holiday weekend, is it not? And this is the gift.
President's Day is Monday.
President's Day. Hey.
I won this HOH from my president.
apparently the deal was to keep James off the block. No nomination, no back door. So we'll see.
James will be on the block. James, why did you think you would make a deal with me? Come on. What were you thinking?
I learned deal making from the best.
Yes. I learned from the art of the deal. Yeah. All right. So fun stuff tonight. Thanks so much, Scott St. Pierre, behind the scenes. Thank you, Taryn Armstrong. Join Taryn tomorrow morning for all of what should be a very exciting night on the Big Brother live feeds. Take care, everybody. Hashtag Omarosa was held. Take care and have a good one.
Good night.
Bye.